At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
It's an amazing thing to note that Marc-Edouard Vlasic is one of only 10 players from the 2005 NHL entry draft that was still playing as of this past season. But of those 10 players, only 4 are still with the team that drafted them. Vlasic is one of those players. He skated in 1,296 regular season games, and if he stays healthy through the final years of his current contract, he'd become the second player in Sharks history to skate in 20 seasons with the team. This past year, Vlasic scored 6 goals, the most he's had in the past 6 seasons. One of them was his 13th career game-winning goal, which he scored on January 30th against the Seattle Kraken in a 2-0 shutout win.
In the neutral zone, Sharks regain. Here's Eklund across the line. Eklund twisting, turning, dancing, going over to the near boards. Sends it back off the boards, back to Emerson. Now to Vlasic, shot, tip, score! Marc-Edouard Vlasic from the point just threw it to the net, and he puts the Sharks in front 1-0 at 7:27 of the third period.
Vlasic has scored 6 playoff goals in 142 career postseason games played. Of those, 1 is a game winner, which occurred on April the 10th, 2019, in Game 1 of that legendary series against the Vegas Golden Knights.
They backhanded into the Sharks zone. Uh-oh, turnover by Vlasic. Marchessault centers in front. Good defensive play by Braun. Sharks break out. Could have a 3-on-2. Lead pass, Braun to Thornton. Down the left. Moving in. Shooting it. Save made there by Fleury. Rebound. Good forecheck by Kane. Gets behind the net. Thornton into the front. Vlasic. Score! SAP Center explodes as Marc-Edouard Vlasic races into the breach, takes the pass from Joe Thornton, and makes it 3-0 San Jose.
And his most recent goal on March 14th in Pittsburgh was an important one en route to a Sharks victory.
Throws it out. Here's Kostin, the drive, blocked by Achari. Kept in by Vlasic, who jumps in deep. Minute remaining. Vlasic centers and scores! Marc-Edouard Vlasic from the left wing corner, deflected that off the defense. It gets by Jerry, and with 58.6 seconds left in the first period, the Sharks lead 2-1.
Vlasic is one of the players who has seen it all when it comes to the ups and downs of San Jose Sharks history. It is with this background of experience that he gave us an evaluation of what was a disappointing campaign.
I don't know what it is. Is it the physical, the mental, the injuries? I'm not going to put a finger on or make excuses for it. I don't know what it is. And if I did, or if we did, we would have tried to fix it earlier.
But in his own personal case, Vlasic thought that his season got better as the year went on.
I enjoyed this. I thought the second half was great. Contributing offensively. I had 1 or 2 goals last year. Now it's 6, so contributing offensively, played well defensively, ending plays, good breakouts. So second half was great.
Only 19 wins is not good enough for the veteran defenseman. He talked about the goal of becoming a tougher team to play against in the future.
That's exactly what we're going to figure out in the next 5 months, and then come back in September, and hopefully we'll have those answers.
Do the Sharks need to improve their preparation physically or mentally?
It is both. Yeah. It is both. So guys have to be mentally and physically ready, do the system. Physically and mentally ready to perform as well. So everyone gets 5 months here, all the players, organization, to figure out how we get out of this.
As the elder statesman on the team, Vlasic understands that he has an important role in helping lead the young defenseman in the proper way.
I've played with quite a few rookies this year. Played with Oki, Addy, Thompson, and Emby. So I played with a lot of young guys. They try to help them out on the bench in certain situations, say, hey, this is how you play a 3-on-2, 2-on-1. But then you got to go out there and do it. So I go out there and do it, come back to the bench, and we talk about plays. So, yeah, I try to help the young guys. And I learn as well.
One of the young defensemen that was particularly noticeable for the Sharks last year was Henry Thrun. Vlasic noted an uptick in Henry's development as the season went on.
When he came in, I know he started the year, but when he came back against Vegas, till the end of the year, I thought he was outstanding. Making plays, confident, skates well, was quarterback in the power play for a while. So I was very impressed with how he played the second half.
It was interesting to note that Henry Thrun has already played in 18 American Hockey League games, 17 more than Mark Edouard has had in his entire pro career. When asked about it, Vlasic likes the progression that the young man is making.
Well, he played in the American League last year and this year. He developed there. And this year, he played more. So since Vegas, I think he played almost every game. So he was able to stay in the lineup, feel confident, and build. And I think there's a lot of growth in this game.
It's one thing to gain experience in the AHL, but what about the challenge that many young Sharks are having in developing while at the NHL level? For Mark-Edouard Vlasic, it's exactly what he had to do as a teenager, and he says that it's eminently possible to succeed at it.
I think you can grow in any league. You just got to want to get better. You got to ask questions. You got to practice, and you got to see what the other guys do. And even if it's in the NHL or the American League, I think no matter what league you're in, you can grow.
It's been some time since Vlasic has been in a Stanley Cup playoff game with his Sharks teammates. In fact, among the rostered players still under contract, only Logan Couture remains from that team that went to the conference final in 2019 against St. Louis. Has Vlasic talked to Logan about finding a way to get back there?
I haven't talked to Logan about that, but I've talked to last year and probably do it this year as well. Talk to management and say, I want to get back in the playoffs. We need to be competitive again, and I'm sure they want to. We've been competitive and in the playoffs for so many years here, a winning culture, and that's what we want. That's what I want. It's fun to play the season. It's fun to play hockey. It's fun to play the games, practices. It's even more fun to play in the playoffs. And I've had a taste of it. A lot of guys here haven't. And it's a lot of fun.
So how does a winning culture get rebuilt?
Well, that takes everyone, the players, management. You got to build a team to get there. You got to have the players that want to get there, mental and physical, like I said earlier. And we got 5 months here as an organization, I mean everyone, to figure out what everyone individually needs to do better in order for us to make the playoffs.
A good atmosphere in the dressing room is a logical place to start. Vlasic says that was not an issue in San Jose this past season.
They've all been good. This one's been pretty good. Guys got along very, very well off the ice, on the ice as well. I mean, there's a lot of losing, so there could be friction, guys yelling at each other, trying to rip each other's head off. But no, everyone was nice. Everyone got along. Guys hung out quite a bit on the road and at home. So I enjoyed the locker room, and I enjoyed all the guys.
According to Mark Edouard, that's a solid first step in returning to prominence in the NHL.
In order to win, everyone has to be pulling the same direction. So as players, we were trying to get out of it together. No one was trying to do their own thing and say, hey, I don't like where this is going. But there was quite a bit of losing. But, I mean, as an organization, if we want to get where we need to go, everyone has to be on board.
But what's the next step? Where does the evaluation start?
Well, we allowed the most goals. We finished last, so it makes sense that we allowed the most goals. If we would have scored just as much, we might have had a better chance. Washington is minus 48, I think, or minus 40 going into the playoffs. And are they the only team that's minus 40? Probably, but they're in the playoffs. They have a chance. So, like I said, every player will look at their season and assess what they did well, what they didn't do well, come back, fix what needs to be fixed. The organization will do the same thing, and we all come back and we all do that. Hopefully we'll be in the playoffs.
As we've seen, the rebuilding program has required that some familiar faces have had to depart the Sharks. Vlasic was asked whether there have been any discussions about his playing for a different team.
That hasn't been a conversation I've had. And that's probably not a conversation I'm going to have right now. Well, how much money do they have to sign free agents? Are they going to sign free agents? If they sign free agents, do we get better? If we get better and if we are competitive, why would I leave?
Moreover, in his conversations with GM Mike Greer, Vlasic hasn't said anything other than he wants to be a Shark.
He has not heard from me that I don't want to be on board with their plan. He has not heard from me that I don't feel like being here anymore. He has not heard any of that from me. The only thing he's heard from me in the last couple of years is that I still can play this game. I still have the love for the game and still want to be in San Jose.
Looking ahead to the summer, Vlasic has an optimistic outlook.
Well, it'll be an interesting summer. Yeah. Hopefully Cooch can come back healthy. Him and Granny start the year. That would be a massive boost for us. Granny was unbelievable. If he could have started the year, helped us out. If we, you know, I'm playing if games, if Hurdle, Cooch, and Granny started the year, could be different. Quite a bit of room under the cap. If we go get 3, 4, 5 big guys, did we just improve our club? Maybe. So hopefully, yeah. Grizzly and I played together here when we were winning quite a few games. And I told him I don't like to lose, and I know he doesn't like to lose. And that's 2 years of losing, so I don't think he's going to do a third. And I don't want to do another third, and I think the guys that have been here for 2 years don't want another third year of losing. I mean, next year, if the playoffs are the objective, the Stanley Cup is the objective, but you got to make the playoffs first. If you came close this year, 5, 6 points out, you could say, I'm not bad. But we weren't even kind of close. So I don't think he wants that again.
And the most important thing that he wants everyone to know is how much he still loves playing the game.
I have a blast. I love it. If I didn't, I wouldn't play. It's a lot. A lot of traveling. I know I'm standing up here saying it's a lot, but it's fun. I love practicing. I love playing games. Coming to the rink every day, doing what you love to do. I know losing sucks, but to compete, try to win, I still enjoy it.
He's been a steady force for the Sharks for nearly 2 decades, and the young defensemen that are up and coming in the Sharks organization will definitely benefit from Marc-Edouard Vlasic's continued presence and contribution. For the Sharks Audio Network, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.